Hello, family first. This is Shira. Who am I speaking with?
This is Devon Clemens.
Hi, Devon. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. So I'm guessing you spoke to Jasmine. She gave you a little bit of an introduction on to the waiver program and getting signed up for it. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what do you know about it? Have you started before? Where are you? I just want to gauge how much you know about it.
I know a few things. My mother does it for one of her people, so I have a little insight.
Okay. Okay, amazing. So, and are you going to be the patient? Who are you trying to get it for? Yourself? Somebody else?
Okay, I'm getting it for my father-in-law.
Okay.
My fiance's father.
Got it. Okay. And can I ask a little bit about his situation? Why is he specifically looking for it?
So he has Crohn's disease that has just become active again, which caused a flare-up in his rectum, which now he has something inside of him to drain the fluid, and he has a temporary colostomy bag. So based off of how the Crohn's disease progresses, he might need a permanent colostomy bag. So he's quitting his job because he's unable to do his job, fulfill his duties.
Okay.
And he's also on SSI for mental disability, like schizophrenia, bipolar. It's not severe, but he hears voices. And it was a case where he was in the process of telling him to hurt himself and things of that nature.
Right. Understood. Okay. So let me tell you a little bit of what the waiver is. So you get onto the waiver program. They need to see if he's physically and financially eligible. Remember, mm-hmm. I always like to say this, like, as the agency, we're not out to get you or anything. Everything that we do request from you guys, it's not from us. It's because the county is requesting it. We don't need the financials. The county needs it. We're just here to help you get everything
okay.
together and submit everything on time and, you know, just get through to get, you know, do what you have to do for the process.
Exactly, get the process going.
Yeah, exactly. So we're, you know, everything that we request from you, it's all county, and we're just here to help make sure you get that. So everyone usually starts with getting the medical, making sure he's medically approved. What I like to do first is go over the financials first, because sometimes I think that's the longest part, trying to get that all together.
Okay.
I'm going to go down the list that they provided for us, for you, and we're going to see how much is pertainable to this case, and we'll go from there, okay?
All right.
Applicable for this case, okay. Is he married, your father-in-law?
I believe he's single. I don't think he has.
He's not legally married.
I don't think so. Let me make sure. Because that is something I don't believe he does, but I'm not exactly sure. Because.
Okay.
Let me see.
To let me know. I'm going to send you, I'll try and, okay, never mind. Let me see. Let me go down this. Okay. So does he own a home or anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Does he, have a burial account agreement?
A burial plot agreement?
A burial account agreement.
I don't believe so.
Okay. Does he have life insurance?
I think so. Let me,
How about you write down the marriage, life insurance, burial account agreement? Okay. Does he own any cars?
Not currently.
Okay. Does he have a bank account?
Yes, he has a bank account.
Okay, so here's where this is going to get a little bit difficult. Okay, one second. Hi, Matthew. I'm going to need to put you on a brief hold, okay? All right, sorry about that. So
no problem.
For bank accounts, he's going to need – actually, one second. Matthew, I'm going to give you a call back, okay? All right. Okay. So – for his bank account, from 2020 to 2023, they're going to need all his bank accounts, but the statements just January and June.
Just January and June?
Yes, it's called, it's semi-annual bank statements. Just choose 2020 to 2023.
Okay, and then January and June.
Yes, and then from 2024 to present, they're going to need all statements from every month, from every year.
From 2020 to present?
2024 to present.
Yeah, 2024.
And 2020.
2024 to present. Yeah. All statements.
2020 to 2023 is just January and June. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Now let's see. Retirement account, 401k, any of that?
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-oh. Okay. Gross income.
Why?
Okay, let me, I should have asked you this in the beginning. Is his monthly income over $2,980?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Does he have more than $8,000 in his savings account?
No, ma'am.
But he may have a 401k?
Possibly. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, you need to find that out, please. Social Security, does he get?
Yes. How much?
No, that's okay. Does he?
Okay.
We're gonna need the award letter for that Social Security.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to go over this with you again after you confirm with me everything that he does have that you weren't sure about. But I think that's it. He was never divorced or anything like that, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So that's what he's gonna need to try and get together first. Is that something you can work on?
Sure. So the first thing you need to get together is.
So those monthly statements from 2020
to
2023, those January and June.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any bank account that closed within those years, we need a letter of closure from a bank stating that it was closed. Are you writing this all down? Or?
Yes, ma'am. Yep, I'm taking it all down.
Okay. So, and then try and get, see if he was married, see if he had life insurance, see if he has a burial account agreement, get the Social Security award letter and the bank statements. That's something we need for sure. Okay?
Social Security
award
letter.
So basically when he started getting Social Security, he got an award letter stating that he was eligible. Okay?
Okay.
Or that they would start sending him the social. So that's the letter they need. Now, if he doesn't have it, most people don't. You could just call into the Social Security, and they'll send you the letter.
Okay. So Social Security award letter, and what's the other letter you said?
Social Security award letter, and that's it, and just a statement.
Yep.
And everything else, confirm if he has or not. Okay.
Right. Retirement account 401. So I got the bank account 2023, January and June, 24 to present, all statements, letter of closure, retirement account 401, Social Security award letter.
Okay, so let's go over it one more time. For 2020 to 2023, they just need January and June. So that's
yep,
3 years, that's 6 statements, okay?
Yeah.
From
okay.
2024 to 20 to present, they need every statement.
Yeah, all statements and a letter of closure. If any.
If any, exactly. And now let me tell you, he's going to need a doctor's note. So instead of making you guys go to the doctor and everything, I don't mind having one of my doctors give you a call. They could fill out a form that the county's going to need with you over the phone, if that's something you're interested in.
Yeah, that'll
be okay. I should give them your number to call? Are you going to be the main
sure,
point
yes.
of contact here?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and do that as soon as I get the case on file. And then I will give you a call about continuing, okay?
Okay, cool. So I should
I will
be
call
having
you.
All these things.
Mm-hmm.
I have all these things ready for you and expect to hear from you.
So, you should have all these things prepared. Try and get it as soon as you can. I will follow up with you again. I'm going to have the doctor call you in between then and now. Try and get the paperwork. I'll try and give you a call back Monday. And it's okay if you couldn't get everything, but try your best, okay?
No, I'll have everything, like, either today or tomorrow.
Okay, so then give me a call as soon as you have everything.
All right. What is the number?
Okay. The number you can reach me at is 267-551-7419.
And your name is?
Shira. I'm the enrollment coordinator on the case.
Shira?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. And I am Devon.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Shira. So I'll have the bank account statements, and the information about a retirement account and things, and I'll have the information for you. Can I call you tomorrow?
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try to have this all between what hours?
So between 9 and 4, but you can also text the number I gave you in case you can't reach me. In case I'm in a meeting, I could see that faster. I can know you're trying to reach me. Just put your name down and the patient's name and what information you have for me.
Okay, that's not a problem.
All righty.
All right, thank you very much.
My pleasure. We'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.